This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna, through video conferencing from Ranchi Airport. The flag-off event of six Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. Mr. Modi reached at Ranchi Airport this morning to proceed for Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to low visibility and inclement weather. Jamshedpur is witnessing heavy rains. Meanwhile, Met Department has forecast heavy rains in Jamshedpur, Ranchi, Ramgarh, Gumla and Simdega. The department has also issued red alert for this region. The death toll in the building collapse in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh, has risen to 10. The three-story building collapsed in the Zakir colony of Meerut yesterday evening. Rescue operation completed this morning and the debris has been cleared. Five people have been evacuated. Meerut District Magistrate Deepak Meena said there were 15 people in the building when the incident happened. Rescue teams, including the NDRF and SDRF, worked whole night to clear the area. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, or IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from 20th to the 28th of November. These selections will highlight the creative vision and unique storytelling approaches of young filmmakers, providing a platform for new talent and showcasing the work of emerging directors. Entries for the Best Debut Indian Film Section are open now, and the last date of submission is 23rd of September. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion of Onam. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and tradition of Kerala." She said that this festival marks the harvesting of crops and is a time to celebrate the cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. President Murmu said the festival of prosperity also encourages people to promote social harmony. In West Bengal, Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested former principal of RG Kar Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station, Abhijit Mondal, in connection with the rape and murder of a Kolkata doctor. They were arrested yesterday on charges of tampering with evidences and misleading the probe, which is being carried out into the gruesome incident at the state-run hospital last month. Two more Kolkata police officials are under the CBI scanner. The probe agency is also questioning a sub-inspector of Tala Police Station regarding the case. Sandeep Ghosh is also an accused of being involved in causing considerable delay in the registration of FIR. The fourth edition of Global Bio India 2024 concluded successfully after showcasing India's biotech prowess. The three-day event was themed on potential and opportunities in biotech innovation and biomanufacturing and its impact on the bioeconomy. In Global Bio India, the country's biotech startups unveiled 11 products that showcase the country's emerging talent in biosciences. The event was organized by Ministry of Science and Technology between 12th to 14th of this month in New Delhi. Doordarshan completes 65 years of its glorious journey today. Established on 15th of September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's TV broadcasting era. The then President, Rajendra Prasad, inaugurated the first broadcast on that day. Today, Doordarshan provides television, online and mobile services reaching both metropolitan and regional areas as well as international audience. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at the second position with a best throw of 87.86 metres at the Diamond League final in Brussels last night. In the Chess Olympiad 2024, the Indian team in both the open and women's category achieved an impressive win in the fourth round held in Budapest yesterday. The women's team will face Kazakhstan in the fifth round today, while in the open section, the Indian team will face Azerbaijan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.